With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump will still be able to vote after his felony conviction this past week, as long as he avoids prison.
Trump's home state of Florida restricts the voting rights of convicted felons, but Florida defers to other states' disenfranchisement rules. And in New York, the law only removes the right to vote for felons when they're incarcerated. So as long as Trump isn't sent to prison, he can vote for himself in Florida in November's election. However, even imprisonment would not bar him from continuing his pursuit of the White House. Greg Clugston, New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, two members of Israel's parliament are threatening to leave the governing coalition if Prime Minister Netanyahu embraces a truce that was proposed yesterday by President Biden. The BBC's Steve Jackson has the report.
The proposals announced by Joe Biden have been backed by the Israeli opposition and mediating countries. Hamas has even said it will agree to the deal if the Israelis do. But the two leading right-wingers propping up Mr. Netanyahu's government have now expressed their opposition. The National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, said any deal that resulted in a ceasefire before Hamas was destroyed would be a victory for terrorism. The Finance Minister, Bezalel Smotrich, said he opposed any truce measures unless Hamas was wiped out. Both have threatened to pull out and collapse the government if Mr. Netanyahu signs, an obstacle that may prevent these plans getting much further.
A statement from Mr. Netanyahu says Israel's conditions for ending the war have not changed. The destruction of Hamas's military and governing capabilities, the freeing of all hostages, and ensuring Gaza no longer poses a threat to Israel. Under the proposal, Israel will continue to insist these conditions are met before a permanent ceasefire is put in place. Unquote. This is SRN News. Apparently, killing unborn babies is okay with the most of the world.
About two-thirds of Americans want the procedure to be legal in all or most circumstances, and those people are not alone. The Pew Research Center has conducted a global poll and found that there are very few countries where large majorities do not want abortion to be legal. Virtually all of Eastern and Western Europe supports abortion, as does much of Asia. The few mostly pro-life nations include Indonesia, Nigeria, and Brazil. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new law signed by California Democrat Governor Newsom will allow Arizona doctors to temporarily come to California to perform abortions for their patients. The Arizona legislature recently repealed an abortion ban, but that action likely won't go into effect until late summer or fall. Newsom has vowed to make California a, quote, sanctuary for people in other states seeking to kill their unborn children. This is SRN News. Concert goers, event goers, beware. A data breach involving Ticketmaster, which is the dominant force in buying tickets for live events.
The data breach was quietly disclosed in a regulatory filing by Live Nation, which owns Ticketmaster. The company told regulators at the Securities and Exchange Commission that on February 27th, a criminal threat actor offered to sell Ticketmaster data on the dark web, and that it's now working with law enforcement. There are media reports that a hacking group known as Shiny Hunters has claimed responsibility for the breach and wants $500,000 for the data. It reportedly has the names, addresses, phone numbers, and some credit card information for millions of Ticketmaster customers. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And you can check out more details by logging on to SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrip.